It's TDCJ that likes to mock things like in the newspaper saying write a book for dummies. Well, I'm going to start this book with the grievance, dummy. So, the more grievance I write, the further away you stay the fuck away from me. The more resources I am, the more protection I have. You know, you can't use me. Now you've tried to affect my life out here. And nobody has a right to tell me I'm not good enough, because I am good enough. I'm a parent. I'm a veteran. I'm a mom. I'm a paralegal anyway. Because even a little bit of information after having memory loss, dementia, not even knowing what an appeal is justifiable for me to study. People don't know my case, where I came from, nothing. So that means my daughter's stemming some of that too. Because things don't happen to us when we don't speak. And when it's a mother and child, I study whatever the fuck I want. I'm gone from prison. You, nothing's about Bexar County. Because nobody writes a book about dummy. I'm the only one who finished college. I left anyway. If I have to go back to fucking learn algebra, I will. But algebra has nothing to do with my case. It has nothing to do with my case. I know how to count to 1, 2, 3. I was just to be left the fuck alone. And I'm good enough to fight my case like Akeem Browder. I'm good enough to fight my case and I deserve a lawsuit. I'm not a child. Because you've always speaking up on all the truth they have and they're suing. Okay, I am me. I am me. And I'm not anything like these trashy criminals. There's nothing to protect. They never met me. There's nothing to protect you. You know, I've sent the email, the legal chain of causation of their children is the line of the human centipede. Nobody got time to hear these fucking people ever talk again a day in their fucking life. And I am not somebody to think I get forgotten. Retroactive all your emotions. All of them. Because none of them are real. None of them are real. None of them are real. Everything's illegal. And I'm better than all of them. You get in for to gossip. To think you are something to some fucking pussy god in prison. And they have to be there to see it to believe it. Because it's fucking hilarious to me. And how you use the Bible to do this shit. It's hilarious. It's hilarious how people are entertained when they say another one bites the dust. And they don't know who they're talking to. Because it's not going to be me, bitch. Versus that soldier who so-called killed them. What the fuck they've done to me to try to make it look like I'm that soldier? Or any obsession? Look how far they've gone. No, I don't look at dogs, animals, or cartoons. I don't fucking do anything. And what? Look how far they go. All lying. Because you don't get attention from a niece of a music. So you look like the low of life. Where the fuck is that article all over the states? Where's that article? I have no obsessions. I speak no Spanish. I have no obsessions. I don't look at animals, babies, or cars. You don't have no personality, no comments on my life or anyone who fights their case all over the world. You don't have gossip because you're not that innocent person. They're per psychology, they're per a lifetime of psychology and things explained that save them from everything that's happened to them from the beginning to the end. No matter what, and I've read those articles and I've seen those cases and I know I'm that person. So you shut the fuck up because it would never be you. Because you're guiltier. And guiltier and guiltier than fucking anything in the world to ever fucking affect me. And you don't have anything to do for no cops, no corrections, no attorneys. That's funny to plan that of a musician's niece. With active duty military, more active duty on my father's, with my father, reserve, I mean, veteran. You know, all these things I could be busy doing. I have my own life. I know I have a family. I'm not some fucking dumb person. They're dummies that have none and never will. They never will. They never will. There's nothing that makes you special. You don't get fucking shit from them. There are. Are you? Are you fucking? Next. Are you not fucking green? Are you fucking not kidding it? My bitch, you're gonna get life. My fucking daughter. Motherfuckers, you're not fucking smart, bitch. In every American's family, you're not a fucking thing. Go fucking fuck your kids. You're so fucking nasty. You don't have philosophies of life for everyone. You wish you did, motherfucker. Wanting attention. Are you fucking dumb? There will never be attention from you. My whole podcast isn't Joe Nichols. White people, this, that. Trey Songz, black people, this, that. Post Malone. I'm not Mexican, so it wouldn't be you. All is fake. You shouldn't have tried it. Protected everything before I got there. Of course it wouldn't be you. It wouldn't be a thought anywhere. It wouldn't be anybody from someone like me. Wouldn't be anybody. Any? Are you dumb? I'm thinking you target at all. Like I'm American. I'm a veteran. In civil affairs, there would be a podcast and trying to protect the raunch of TDCJ or Bexar County, and the raunch that they speak, walk, talk, look, act, believe, and things. I don't give a fuck about where you were birthed and whose dirty pussy you fell off. Versus others, it would never be. And I'm not Mexican, so it would never be Mexico. There would never be Mexicans. Are you fucking dumb? And you'd be the laughingstock, and like you got philosophies of America all over. And do background checks on those families and see how many are bent over and how many masturbation videos within the associations of their wives, their friends, their soldiers, their you know, all that shit. Because I really don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck how many rapes of women, how many. I really don't give a fuck. And children involved? Children? And I'm gonna fuck you, bitch. I'm fucking on you, bitch. And focus on nothing about you, bitch. Not a thing in a book, bitch. Not a thing in the world, bitch. 10 agencies I've worked. You don't own a fucking one. You don't own me. I will never see you again. Gone years ago. Never seen the motherfucking trash. And people don't have anything to get in for. From fucking strangers. Fucking low-life crackhead. Fucking laughing stock to all their victim. Wanting to protect crack sex. Masturbation video. Child pornography. Porn. Asshole to mouth sex with crackheads. Or in things that don't concern them. And things that don't concern them. Are you fucking dumb? Are you stupid? You don't have, my life means more than all of them. These motherfuckers are never going to be shit collectively. Every single fucking one. Every single fucking one on protection police report. They don't got a comment. Somebody else's life? Somebody else's child? Look like the laughing stock. There's a lot of children and lives. They will never have a comment. You don't have shit to say to me. You know, I got a proper YouTube of all that I study. You don't make me sound ignorant. I'm not from no fucking Bexar County. Motherfucker, you sound ignorant trying to speak like you're something in the fucking news. When I didn't concern you, motherfucker, to even bother me. There's no Sheriff Salazar. even fucking matter to me. Oh, investigators before I got to prison. So there wouldn't even be anything about you. Or criminals. You know, investigator. Or I was around soldier in Killeen. Soldier everywhere. Something everywhere. Are you fucking dumb? Contacting attorneys, contacting everything, psychiatrists. Everywhere is documented. You couldn't take advantage of me and think I would focus on you. Nothing sexually deviant is documented of me in VA computers, multiple psychiatrists. And you don't affect someone's VA anything. I'm not a child. You don't speak for every fucking veteran all over the world. Every single veteran all over the world. You affect all of them and plan VA benefit crimes. TDCJ. Bear County couldn't. You plan them? You plan them? And these people live in the most disgusting fucking home. Who the fuck you talk about, bitch? Try to claim sex, bitch. Who the fuck you talk about, bitch? What you plan, bitch? What the fuck you talk about, bitch? How long have you been talking, bitch? Because about that time I make police reports, bitch. How long you that bitch mouth been talking? The people don't talk. You would never fucking matter. There's no book about you, bitch. Your stupid ass family. You got anything to plan, bitch. You have something to plan in somebody's military? You have something to plan to do in somebody's child? You have something to plan in somebody's life and career to affect them in something that don't concern you with that fucking dumb mouth, bitch? Different version of dogs talking? Dogs. Different versions of dogs talking. Dogs. Are you? And they're not a fucking thing, motherfucker, that concerns you. Again, they're nothing about fucking Bear County. Motherfucker, you're useless dogs. You're useless dogs. And how many are so useless? They don't bother people's lives. Because I'm not a bother. And pictures represent that perfect. My daughter isn't either. Her tears aren't either. A mother hearing her daughter say, "Mommy, I just want you to come home." My daughter threatened and then crying, saying, "I don't know what I can tell you, but you can't brainwash my child. You can't brainwash my child. My daughter, you're a fucking coward trying to affect a fucking mother at work, bitch. Nobody affects a fucking mother at work, bitch." Extensive urban dictionary used, you know, at the point of manipulation versus what's real doesn't seclude me from any fucking thing. I have to be proper and perfect to fight my case. I was proper and perfect to use the first time. I'm not proper and perfect no more. Proper and perfect, but I'm still human. I'm so human. I'm human. I don't get fucking murdered. I don't have a God that forgives. You have a, what the fuck do you think you can do to me as a fucking mother versus who's alive and breathing? Who's alive and fucking breathing? That shouldn't be breathing and alive. You got so much more shit to concern yourself with than to fuck with me. It's not a game. You don't scare me to fucking sue. I deserve an attorney. Scared of what, bitch? I've been through fucking every fucking thing. You say that to people per psychology? You say that? Scared of what? Scared of what? I deserve a lawsuit. I deserve a lawsuit. Not to beg a motherfucker for shit. Nobody wishes rape on people. Rape? Rape? Are you fucking dumb? I don't even know these people. What the fuck do you think they try to do? Are you, you gotta be stupid to think a veteran walks in, you're not wanted in my in court? Are you fucking dumb strangers? The way the government tries to tell you, I would never fucking want to know your fucking trashy Bear County. I don't want to know your trashy ass Bear County. Trashy Bear County criminals. No, I get out and look for a lawyer. A lawyer. Trashy Bear County's not wanted. Or anything associated to them. What you try to do is illegal. You stay the fuck away. You're not even interesting people. Are you so stupid? I'm not even from Bear County, so you wouldn't be thought of. Like, where the fuck would you be thought of? That's how stupid they are. I would never fucking know them a day in my fucking life. That's how stupid they are. Bitch, go to fucking jail, bitch. Because you can't premeditate, bitch. Fucking bitch. You're stupid. I don't turn into your people, bitch. You fucking dummy, bitch. Nobody turns into your people, bitch. Nobody tries to protect them. They're fucking nasty. Nobody knows them because somebody walked in and out of prison, you stupid bitch. Or stupid fucking cops. Nobody fucking knows you, bitch. You don't scare people, bitch. It's not your case to scare, bitch. The fuck you scare a mother, you low-life fucking dumb-fucked bitch. You fucking stupid-ass bitch. You stupid-ass fucking easy, useless bitch. Trying for a crackhead. That don't ever scare anyone. Turned in, bitch. Convicted felon, go to jail, bitch. Go to fucking jail, bitch. Go to fucking jail, bitch. Go to prison, bitch. Go to prison for the rest of your life. Obsessed, bitch. They're not strong people. But he gives a fuck. Go to prison, bitch. You never knew someone in life. Go to prison. Go. You don't get a fucking do shit from no cops that couldn't kill someone. You couldn't kill someone, make him look like a drug dealer. Nobody's a gang member. Nobody's a prostitute. Nobody's a human trafficker, a sexual deviant. Nobody watches porn. Nobody looks at kids. Nobody does anything. I'm better than you. They're sex offender. Sex offenders led to the murder of kids. Undocumented sex offenders mean correction don't do their job. Those are buddies. And so does Bear County. Sex offenders. Sex offenders. Thinking they have examples of God. Sex offenders. Sexual deviated, psychosexual sociopath. Sex offenders. Habitual offender. Habitual offender. Offenders. And you wish, I don't talk to men, criminal. I don't talk to parolees from Bear County. Are you fucking dumb? Sex offenders, someone who's not gay, would never know me. You're a sex offender. Sex offender. Sex offender. And corrections trying to make him look like something. They're undocumented sex offenders. They don't even do their job doing their whole career criminal record. How many times they've been in prison. How long they've been in prison. And how they were never written up as sex offender. How many police reports are on them? How many protection? Sex offenders. That do it every time. Every time. And this time they were reported. Threatening children. And they lie about everything. No one's going to ask you to be an actor or on the news or be famous. Whatever they fuck they think they are. They're low-life, stranger, sex offenders. That don't affect no one. Gone 4 years. Report it. You're sex offenders. Sex offenders. Sexual deviated sex offender. quote some God from me, Greg Abbott. You quoted some God on Uvalde murder. Quote some God, saving a veteran for Jubilee Highland. Quote some God for me. Buddhism. Quote a Buddhist God. Quote God, Mr. Greg Abbott. Takes one flaw and an exoneration. One flaw, I'm at home on MySpace. In a case like mine, and I was a reservist in the military with a secret clearance who applied for a detention officer. One flaw it takes. One flaw. And I have a child. I have a child. Quote a God for me. Quote God. Greg Abbott. Quote God. The audacity to target what you think you can. I get it. They're a bunch of loose assholes that just get degraded. Oh, prisoners? Convicted felons, aggravated felons, sex offenders, psychosexual, sociopath, deviated people get degraded. They get degraded. I don't give a fuck. Tell that to another veteran who goes in and out of prison. And they're supposed to give a fuck. A mother with a child. Are you still stupid? Are you still stupid? With nothing to fucking do. Nothing to fucking do. People aren't the people. They're not gang members, drug dealers, prostitutes, human traffickers. They're not there. People are rehabilitative, going through other things. People are other things, veterans, big word, unless you know a lot of veterans. You know, people aren't my people. There's nothing you're doing that's real. Last memory at home, just eating, watching movies with Korean. Just a friend from work. Are you stupid? Are you dumb? Nothing's real. To try so hard. There's a police report. And if you're not of somebody who makes police reports, you don't speak. Especially if you're not a security guard. The police reports are made and you go to jail. Are you fucking dumb? You fucking fuck. Are you fucking dumb, bitch? There's no time to target and a way to make my podcast about you. These people are losers with career and criminal records that can be checked. And nothing in life before or after that is about you. You'll go to jail the rest of your life. And it wouldn't be from a mother, a veteran. It wouldn't be from a mother. And they're not smart people. They're not smart. They're criminals. Nothing's about you. You ignorant fool. Not a fucking thing. There's no karma stem in America, G.I. for. Stemming 19 live kids and teacher. There's no planning gang rape on me. And there's police reports made there too. Ignored. Ignored. Ignored because of Bexar County Jail, Bexar County Sheriff's Department, and TDCJ in a case, and custody court, and parole that is not theirs. Homicide spoken in family court by a family court attorney for prostitutes. And I'm a security guard. I'm a security guard. Studying thousands of things in a paralegal and a mother and a veteran. You know, where somebody said I heard it's for karma. There's no karma for a dead prostitute. There's no karma in a homicide that never happened. There's no gang rape of a straight woman that wouldn't sleep with faggots or corrections. And I don't think about cops. And I don't think about my attorneys. I'm just not these things. I'm not these things. I am not these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray for everyday dishes and a whole lot more.
And then, you know, law of karma. You think you're such super prostitutes. You know, go, you'll be super Illuminati. Go to all the what you plan, so what you think you influence in your gossip, because you gossip. I don't gossip. Go show up to the house of who wrecked their cars, ask to sleep with them. Go show up to the people of the murdered children, each family, because you think you're such super prostitutes at God. And everybody wants to sleep with them. And they claim, you know, they threaten children. Go to all the crimes stemming, go show up to their house and offer them your vagina. Go to all these, this obsession with the VA. Go to all VA benefits homes and show up with your vagina. You know, you're super cool. Go to all corrections homes. Only you can't come to mine. Go somewhere else.
Brainy Dose presents the 12 laws of karma that will change your life. Almost everyone has heard of karma. However, karma is not about punishment and reward as many people think. It's more about cause and effect. Karma is the result and effects of your past intents and actions. Knowing about karma can be beneficial and will help influence the way you deal with others. If you want your causes to have good effects, then you need to intentionally take actions that will cause.
Oh, they want people to feel sorry for strangers. They know how to fuck. It wouldn't be a mother. It wouldn't be a mother. You know, somebody so stupid. You don't go to prison and feel sorry for no Bear County, no Mexican. There, you wish you was a gang member. Sloppy ass trash. Nobody gives a fuck about them. A nurse wrote me when she got up. Nobody gives a fuck about these people. And then in Bear County, you don't have anything of a, to say that, of a security guard. Planning from the beginning for me to be gang raped. I was going to be gang raped in my Allied uniform picture. Securitas uniform picture. Vet Secure in America picture. SOA security picture. San Antonio Patrol Service picture. And my Alamo Dome picture. AT&T Center picture. And then every other security agency picture. I'm supposed to be gang raped.
Culminate in the positive results you desire. Mastering these actions is key to.
Yeah.
Living a meaningful and fulfilling life and having karma smile at you in the end. So here are the 12 laws of karma and how you can apply them to your benefit. Number 1, the great law.
Huh?
As you sow, so
shall
you reap.
I never saw him walk in.
Just as a farmer plants seeds and expects a period of harvest, whatever you sow, you will also reap. Whatever you do unto people will eventually be done unto you. When you choose to treat people right, you will discover that they often reciprocate and behave more positively toward you too. It may take time, as seeds often take time to grow, but your words, actions, or thoughts eventually always yield their harvest. They may return to you as love, money, or happiness. You should therefore be kind and courteous to people, irrespective of the circumstance. Remember, your actions... even your reactions will come back to you somehow. Number two, the law of creation. You attract what you are, not what you want. The law of creation teaches us that we are more in control of our own lives than we know. Most people often blame others for the wrong things that happen to them, instead of taking accountability and striving to shape their own destinies. Do not take a back seat in your own life. Seize the opportunities and ideas that come to you and make the best of them. Also, note that you eventually become whatever you continue to see around you. So surround yourself with things that are in line with where you are going and what you want to be. This doesn't mean you should try to change the people around you. If you try to do this, you may not succeed. Instead, work toward improving yourself, because only you are responsible for what happens to you.
To see how we can bring the spirit of Christmas into your home, keep watching.
Number three, the law of humility. What you resist persists.
You don't get it. Strangers don't know them. You're strangers. Proven in police reports, but I don't know, you get life. You would never be thought of, wanted, known. I didn't walk in. I walked in and out of prison. I don't give a fuck about prison. I still talk to people from the army. You don't affect that, because then I turn it the fuck around and how that affects. Because I'm not anything a prison system says. Prison's full of criminals. They don't make me one. Then you would never be worth knowing. I don't know where the fuck you think somebody walked in there and you're worth knowing. I am a different person who went through different things, never explained. And these people weren't these things. I don't have these. You don't define me at all. You don't define me. These people can't even say these. So they sound stupid in everything they speak.
Jessica.
You look stupid. You don't fucking get it from the beginning. There's nothing to Bear County. I'm a veteran. So nothing would be a bear. I'm a veteran. Trying too hard. Like Bear County is something. Like Bear County. Not a day in your life. Not in jail, not in prison, not in my life. 7-10 agencies. Are you stupid? You don't have reputations, fake ones. A fake one. People don't bother my life. They don't bother me. They don't have stories for 10 agencies with cameras everywhere. There's no criminal stories. There's no nothing. Not even cops. Not even anything. There's cameras, everything, picture. You don't have any exploitation of anything. Psychologists in between. You have nothing of someone like me to even concentrate. Makes you look like a coward. You're a coward. Because none of these people have these things. So you're a coward. You're a coward. You're such a fucking coward. You're a coward. You're a coward. You're a fucking coward. You look dumb wanting attention. Are you dumb? Are you dumb? With so many of your people rape so many people, you wouldn't even be thought of a day in my life. By somebody with a child, there would be no attention, so you look extra dumb.
to protect my child. So who looks extra dumb? Who looks extra dumb to protect my American child? Who looks extra dumb wanting attention? Wanting attention. That's not your child, Charles Tabbitt. No fucking Bexar County parole can say shit, it's not your child. Or in custody court, it's not your child. Literally. What the fuck, who the fuck do you think you are? Who the fuck do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Because you can't say homicide in a case that's not yours. Or a line crack hooker. Then you're not special. They don't get reputations. They're not hard. They're not anything. They get reported their whole life and they go to jail. End of story. Gone from prison. Don't care. They don't affect people. Are you fucking dumb? And you're not so grown up. Big, small, skinny, fat, whatever the fuck you are. You don't have sex to talk about. You don't have anything. You don't have anything. Why are you obsessed? Why enforce human trafficking? You're disgraceful and shameful to everything everywhere in the world because you don't represent that. And you never will. You never will. You never fucking will. And their children. You're shameful. You're shame. And don't ever fuck with me in any police report I made. And I know who I get hired by and who I respect and what I report. Versus what TDCJ thought they can do when I have the Google post. You know, I worked at the Grand Hyatt Resort, both of them. The other one is a resort for, you know, retired people who go like a pool and everything for their families and those things. And I worked at another security agency. It was for children, for, you know, wherever they come from, all over the states, the world, like a TV show for dancers who, you know, who try out for a dancing show for little girls. I know you don't target, you don't do anything to me there, and I'm not crazy because I have everything as much as I could recorded and I made a report. And I know you're not stemming these places and every report made because I got hired by a proper veteran. So I know I got hired by proper people, and if anything's wrong, I know what else is going on. Man, this fucking... Bitch, are you fucking stupid? And these are for whatever families are of one Grand Hyatt Resort and the other. And it's a proper security agency, and if I need to make a report for certain things, I know more going on. And every security agency sent me that, there's been murdered children. You know, those people represent those people. Not who you're getting in for and covering or who are on police reports and protection orders. And then trying to kill a security guard who reports everything. Go to prison, no matter what you look like, Bexar County cop, tattoos or not. Bexar County jail, tattoos or not. For prostitutes. They can never be me. You can never be me. You can never exploit to a capacity of even speaking in words to claim you deserve to be something better in life than me's. Than me's. Than my child. Go to jail. Go to jail. And to even think that you even try to set up me to be gang raped. Like I'm going to be stalked there and gang raped. Because I have so many police reports, so many other things. I'm going to be gang raped. And people are going to find it funny that crackhead junkie prostitutes who can't force you gay or to eat their diseased vagina are so important. That you're going to plan a gang rape outside of prison. And corrections who aren't wanted for sex. And make it so important that when I make reports, I get ignored for children. And it's, or for anything. And it's led to being ignored till children are murdered in teachers. And they could be children from teachers. teachers there, whoever, judges there, whoever it is, you know, children playing. And I still don't get murdered for making police reports. These people's existences in life will never, ever, ever, ever matter. Generation after generation, they don't matter. You don't have that to say about military family. Daniel's mother was a disabled veteran, my father. His father, I don't know where he works. He sells barbecue or something. Worked at Long John Silver. My mother's worked her whole life. Raised her four kids. You're no better because you're there or you're here or whatever. You know, government's different in our case, in our life, versus musicians in our families and everything. You have nothing to say because you think you're better than someone. You're not better to facilitate any murder, to do anything at all. And my daughter is innocent, so you don't use her. And you don't have no philosophies of life of who belongs being a mother or not. You have absolutely fucking nothing. In Bexar County, you're the problem. That sheriff's department, those that detention, and TDC, you get the fuck out of people's lives. That attorney can't lie and parole. At what point did you want people, kids murdered? Who put parole officer super Illuminati with a crack prostitute? You know, which one's super famous, super what? You don't get it. My existence matters more than any of them involved. There's nothing involved. You get the fuck out of people's lives forever.